This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It's a four-point weekend for the Brayhead Clan. They went to Dundee tonight and have come back with a 4-3 victory, thanks to goals from Matt Becker, Kyle Wharton, and two from Alex Levitt in the third period that turned the game around to claim the 4-3 victory. On the line to talk to me about it is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Well, Ryan, how does a four-point weekend sound?
It's been a long time coming, that's for sure, but all the guys deserve it. They showed a lot of character this weekend.
And it was another backwards and forwards game in Dundee.
Yeah, we had a great start. Much like last night, we had a great start, and then we made some errors in the second period that cost us. Obviously, we had some poor decisions, and they buried the last two for sure. And we kind of just handed them, and they rocked us a little bit. We had to regain our composure after the second. I thought the guys showed pretty good resiliency in the third period.
What pleased you most about the win tonight? Was it the character the guys showed, or something else perhaps?
I think, at this stage, a win is a win, but I think we're winning a bit ugly, and we're having to defend and compete for it, that's good. That builds confidence, and we know that we're a team that can come back. We've proved that all year, and today we're kind of proving that we can hold leads too, which is great. So, in a perfect world, you wouldn't give it up, a 2-goal lead. But this is hockey; things happen, and we made some mistakes tonight that cost us. But overall, I'm pleased with the way the guys responded.
And once again, there's something about Dundee. That's your third victory in a row there.
Yeah, it's funny. We seem to have each other's number at home. Our power play was big for us in the third period there. We didn't get too many looks in the first, and I thought they obviously could score the two power play goals was the key, but I thought we looked good in the first when we had one, we just didn't execute, and then after that I thought we broke them down. But you give them credit, Dundee's they work extremely hard, they got a lot of talent, they're a little short on bodies, and we knew that going into the third that they would possibly be tiring, but they're a dangerous team, and they got great goaltending, so proud of the way the guys responded. I think we've moved into fifth now, and our sights now are coming into the top four. So getting back to where we feel we belong and where we want to be. We got obviously a huge test on Wednesday.
Now Corey Kowick returned to the team tonight after his suspension. How do you feel he did tonight?
He gives us a great element. He's physical. He had a lot of energy tonight. And it's the first time we played full strength at, I think, over 20 games, so something like that. Anyways, we haven't had a full lineup for a long time, so it was good. It was good to have him back, and we've got a little bit of line juggling to do. We got some options, and we've got to create some competition for jobs up there. But I thought we played well. Apart from that, that second period and making mistakes, I thought we played good enough to win tonight, that's for sure.
Now, you mentioned the Nottingham game on Wednesday, the second leg of the Challenge Cup quarter-final. That's four games unbeaten now as you head there. What does that do for confidence going into that one?
Like I said, we've been a confident bunch for a while. The results haven't gone our way, but we've played some good hockey and lost. This team hasn't had a whole bunch of luck this year. It seems that when you're running bad, you play a great game, make one mistake, and that's the difference between gaining a point or two, but we still take a lot of positives from that. So yeah, the win streak now, hopefully guys can build on that, and learning to win is huge, and learning to win as a team is even better. And I think hopefully a big challenge on Wednesday where we can go in and play a very stiff hockey team, a team that's kind of coming out of, much like ourselves or our team, and to put things together, and it's going to be a big challenge, but we're excited by it. The group's confident. Group's excited to get there and excited to play. It's a bit of a different feel. We still don't have everybody going, but we're getting enough right now to scrape some wins, and hopefully as confidence keeps growing and growing, and we just become a much better team to play against.
And that's the head coach, Ryan Finnerty, giving his thoughts following tonight's game at Dundee, a 4-3 victory over the Dundee Stars, with Clan claiming a 4-point weekend. Well, the next home game for the Clan is next Saturday. The Clan take on the Coventry Blaze. It's a 7 o'clock face-off at Brayhead Arena. The tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can buy them direct at the Brayhead Arena box office. Don't forget, keep up to date with all the latest news from the Brayhead Clan on the website brayheadclan.com. Follow us on our official Facebook page, or like us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. We'll have details, of course, through the week of that Challenge Cup quarter-final second leg against Nottingham Panthers as well. Another big week ahead for Brayhead Clan. But in the meantime, that's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.